my name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the Mindset and Me podcast. This is a very special requested episode with the one and only my mother. I cannot be held responsible for how this conversation may go. She's laughing already. That is going to be the theme of the episode. But as we're drawing to the end of the year, I always think it's nice to have these really lovely conversations and for you guys to get to know me maybe a little bit better. We've been connected now since April, which I cannot believe. And actually, I just thought this would be a really nice, open, really relaxed conversation. So welcome to the Mindset and Me podcast, Mother. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
It's morning at time of recording. Don't feel under pressure, Mother. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
So I actually asked a few of you to send in some questions about what maybe you wanted to ask my mum, and they were hilarious. I'm going to start with a really good one, Mum, for you, okay, to really get you in at the deep end. What's it like being mum to a legend?
I could answer and say, well, it's great. He's wonderful. And how about you?
Oh, yeah, this is a shout out to my brother, not that he listens, the number one child. I just thought that was hilarious. But we have a really, really close bond, actually. And we, throughout different times of my life, I guess I always find it easiest to speak to my mom. I'd say we are best friends, really.
Definitely.
And I think that it's a really interesting conversation to have. And I just want to preface here that I know sometimes these conversations about parents and stuff can be triggering. So if you feel that way, then you don't have to listen to this conversation. You know, I know some people have lost parents or maybe don't have that relationship. And I know I'm very, very lucky. So again, if this is triggering you, please just skip to a different episode. You don't need to listen to this one. But a few people sent in the same question and they asked, have we always been super close or is it just as we got older? And I thought that was like a really interesting reflection. What would you say?
Yeah, I would say the majority of the time, yes, we have been close. However, I'll put that in there. So starting from the beginning, when you were a little girl, you know, you brought so much love and joy and I was the mum because you needed me to nurture you, which I did. And you were such a good girl anyway. It was an absolute pleasure
for
me.
Did you hear that, Duncan? I was the good child.
And then when through your teenage years, I think because we're very similar, we used to argue quite a lot and disagree with each other, shall we say. Especially first thing on the morning before you went to college.
And the hormones. Oh, my goodness.
Lots of hormones flying all over and not really understanding what's going on. And, you know, it's a new journey for you, but it also was a new journey for me, not having had a teenager before and dealing with that how best I thought was right and perhaps not always getting it right. But from there, you know, through your university years, we grew closer. And then when you got into the big wide world of working, I think you matured very quickly and we got on really, really well. And we have not, we've not argued really for a long time, and we've just grown and grown and grown closer and closer. Mm-hmm. And through everything, you know, it's through the good times and it's also through the bad times. Mm. And it's nice to know that we can reach out to each other and we're always there. And I really do treasure that as well, because not everybody has what we have. And I think it's very special and it's just lovely how close we are. Mm. You know, it's more like friends than mother daughter, but sometimes that's also needed.
Mm. Sometimes I'm also the mother now.
Sometimes you are.
Yeah. When she's had too much Prosecco.
Oh, I don't know what you mean.
I won't out you yet. So I think that's really interesting. So anyone listening who's got teenage children, what advice would you pass on?
Now let me think about that. It's a very difficult one because every teenager is growing up differently. Some might rebel against their parents, some might need their parents, some might be very quiet in their rooms. It's to give the teenager space and to listen to them and acknowledge what they're going through, I think. I think that's important because for years you've brought your children up on your rules, your guidelines, your ways, and now they're finding their own way in life. It's to give them that space, but also to be right behind them and support them.
No. You definitely were like that. I think it was difficult. But I think, you know, when I was a teenager, which was a long time ago now, let's not lie, I'm definitely not Gen Z, but there was no social media. Whereas kids now, I really, you know, my heart goes out to them because there's this constant thing. Obviously, in your line of work, you shared a few things where children might get bullied in school and then bullied at home all through the night online, and it's constant 24 hours. So I guess anyone who's kind of experiencing that, do you have any like words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom.
I'm really putting my mother on the spot. I was like, this will just be a really chilled conversation.
Damn it, I feel like I'm being properly interviewed.
Well,
come on. It's difficult. Children do get bullied at school. It's, you know, children are cruel to each other.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why or how that happens, but they are. And when you were a child, if that happened to you, you would come and cry.
Yeah.
You know, if you'd fallen out with a friend, you'd come back and you'd cry and we'd have cuddles and we'd watch TV and everything would be all right and you'd be okay and you'd be all right to go to school the next day. Now it's constant because you go home and you might cry, but you've got it on your phone, on texts, on Snapchat and all these.
Do you know what Snapchat is, Mum?
Yeah, I do actually.
Shout out.
And all these other platforms, and you can't escape it. Mm. And the temptation to ignore it is very difficult. Mm. So you read it and you get more and more upset and then you go to sleep. You wake up in the morning, it's still there, and then you have to face it all again at school. Mm. So I suppose really, and they're cruel. They're really not nice things that people are saying, and they're telling them to self-harm and do all these things.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and I would just say it's not as dark as what you think it is, and please speak to somebody. That would be my advice.
Yeah.
Just tell people, because it's never as bad as what you think it is in your head. And you have to deal with it. You really do have to deal with it. And if it gets to the stage where you can't escape it, just come off. Come off Facebook. Come off social media.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need it in your life. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of power as well in, you know, muting people. I know I've worked with people where that's been something that we've talked about when I used to work in schools, doing work in schools. But, you know, without, I mean, people know this, but without there being the politics around unfollowing, just mute people that aren't bringing you joy is what I would always say.
Yeah.
So I think that's really good advice. Firstly, thank you, Mother.
Thank you.
Someone asked North or South, which I just loved. What would you say?
North
always.
Absolutely.
But we're from North. Yorkshire, in case you didn't know that.
North all the way. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't really care where anybody's from. It's about the person.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would always go north because I am northern.
Yeah. You know? Why are you in London so much annoying me then?
Because you're here. That's why.
Yeah. But you love London as well, don't you?
I absolutely love London.
Yeah.
And I'm getting friends here and making friends.
She has her own life here, literally. I'm just a hotel now. The roles have really reversed, haven't they? It's hilarious. What would you say to anyone who has not been to Yorkshire yet?
Shame on you. Excuse me. Shame on you. Why have you not? You need to get up there. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, pick good places. There's gorgeous national parks.
Yeah.
There's beautiful beaches. Yeah. I sound like I'm a travel agent.
Yeah, you
now,
do. Do you, Yorkshire Tourist Board here. Yeah. Sponsored by.
Sponsored by. And we have Yorkshire tea.
Yeah. So. What's your top three things you love about Yorkshire?
Living there.
Yeah.
Yorkshire tea.
Yorkshire tea. I was going to say that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the people.
The people. Yeah, very warm. People. It's always like we're just chatting and we know each other inside out, but you could sit in a pub and just meet someone for the first time and have these types of conversations, couldn't you?
Yeah,
which
definitely.
Is what makes it so magical. And when I go back home and visit my mum, it's great. You know, in a sense, she has all these friends, but I mean, they never leave. And I just become the Yorkshire tea maid, don't I?
Sometimes you do.
Constantly supplied everyone with tea or Prosecco. But I just love that it's that warm feeling. And I feel really lucky actually where we live in London and we live in a mews, don't we? So we have that same thing on this street, which is so rare.
Yeah,
so it feels a bit like a little bit of Yorkshire almost.
Yeah, I think it's important that you feel part of something.
Yeah.
And part of a community.
Yeah.
And I do.
Yeah.
You know, I've got my own little group of friends, but I've also got my own hairdresser that comes over and above and will do anything for me as well. You know, and lots of little people like that you're all part of.
Little people,
something.
Tiny people,
borrowers.
The borrowers come round and they just sort my house up. Okay. I don't want to do like quick fire rounds at you because I feel like I'm just going to put you on the spot too much. My friend message saying, I will never forget your mum and her crazy yoga skills. So I used to go to this when I lived in Clapham, I'd first moved there and there was a hot yoga studio and it was all, hot yoga was very new then in London. You know, we're talking like 15 years ago. And I had a really good friend that my mum came once. And she just nailed it completely. And we were like, oh my goodness, how is she this good? She's just naturally like flexible. There's me and Marie having to work really, really hard to do this. And then we're all sat there doing ujjayi breathing. And my mum is on the mat next to me, staring at me going, what are you doing? What are you doing? What's this breath? Why are you breathing like that? What are you doing? Laughing. Well, that's it. We were gone. Me and Marie were gone. The teacher was gone. It was just, it's these moments that are my classic mother.
I remember another time when you were teaching yoga.
When I was teaching, oh my goodness. Okay, you tell your version and I'll tell my version.
Okay, well, my friend Heather, we're coming down to see Kirsty. And we thought, because we were going to meet her at the gym where she was teaching, we thought it would be good to get some Christmas leggings to put on because it was near Christmas. So we didn't tell her this.
No.
And it took it was a nightmare journey to get to this gym. I didn't take any instructions of what Kirsty told me. I thought I could do it better on my own. And I couldn't.
And right there is our relationship. I live in London. I give you the route, but you know best.
So eventually we get there, we ran into the gym, really, really hot. Everybody was in the class, so we went right to the back where she'd put us. And we said, right, come on then. So we took off our normal leggings and put these Christmas ones on. She was mortified.
No, but mum wasn't. She was like 2 minutes late. It was totally fine. It didn't matter. But how am I supposed to keep a straight face and teach yoga for an hour with my mum and her friend? And her friend is hilarious. At the back in Christmas leggings. Everyone in the studio is like, oh, aren't they brilliant? I'm like, I couldn't look at them. I couldn't look at them the whole time or walk near them. And it's moments like that where I'd given her these easy instructions to get there. And it was like in Chelsea, but it was like by the river. So it's quite a difficult place to reach unless you know how, which I do. And I gave her the instructions of how to get there. And anyway, and the next thing they're there, they're in the Christmas leggings. And they're always three moves behind everyone else. So everyone's down on the floor, they're stood up, then they swap. It was funny though, wasn't it?
It was funny. Brilliant. I don't think you appreciated it at the time.
On reflection, it was funny. At the time, I was like, what are you doing? Wait till I turn up to your work and just change into some Christmas outfit. It's moments like that that have just always been just so funny. But I think it's like very unique to be able to just sort of do nothing.
Yeah.
Yes. Like there's sometimes, you know, when I go home, especially to kind of get away from London, it's the joy of doing nothing. And yet we get on great and have the best time still when we don't have the need to constantly do things, do we? Which I think is really, really important.
Definitely. I just think if you're comfortable in each other's company,
that's
sometimes all you need.
Yeah. Yeah. And my mum's like a mum to all my friends as well. Any guidance they need or anything. It's just really lovely. I remember when we were younger with my friends from school, it was like that.
Yeah. And also I'll have anybody for Christmas, won't I?
Oh yeah. Oh, we've had like all sorts of people for Christmas, haven't we? It's been great.
I won't have anybody on their own.
No. Very important. So if anyone is on their own, come and see us. We never let that happen. Every year we've probably had someone, haven't we?
Yeah.
But we love that. So what advice would you give to anyone who's like a new mum or new on their journey and feeling like overwhelmed or maybe feeling like they're not feeling that connection right now at that season where they're at with their child?
Yeah, okay. I would say don't beat yourself up about this. Yeah. It really is what it is. So enjoy it. And if you don't feel great, then you don't have to feel great. That's okay too. And take each day or each hour at a time. Don't race ahead. Don't judge yourself on your friends or other people's advice. You know,
I love that.
And you get that a lot of mums or grandparents or friends of grandparents say, oh, well, I did this and I did that. And things change and evolve. Yeah. And you have to do it your way. And that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
just find yourself. And you would say as well, we've talked about this, like, am I allowed to say your age?
Yes.
I'm going to get told off once this is finished.
You
I can tell
me that was coming.
No, but okay, I'll say, as you've got older, you would say you know yourself and you're so confident in yourself compared to when you were, because you had me when you were 24, right?
Yeah.
So you would say now you feel totally confident in like who you are. And
definitely.
I love that. I can really see it in you. Yeah.
Now I'm 42. Definitely. I think as you get older, you get a different outlook on life and you do get confident you don't put up with all the nonsense that goes around with everything.
Like the gossip and
you don't need it, so you don't have it. You don't have negativity. You have your friends that are your friends.
Yeah.
Not associates.
True friends. Yeah.
And there aren't that many of them and there doesn't need to be that many of them, you know, but you're true for each other and you're there for each other and that's important. And you know what you like.
Oh, I know that you know what you like. My goodness me. If she doesn't like something, she will tell me.
I think as you do get older, you realise, you know, life is short and life is for living and live every day and enjoy it. And it's taken me quite a long time. But now I try not to save things for best. Because now is best.
Just like wear the thing, like wear the nice jewelry, wear your nice shoes.
Yes.
Like, I agree with that totally.
If you've spent a lot of money buying something that you really like, why would it sit in your wardrobe for that day that you can wear it? You can wear it any day.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. Who's your favorite child?
I have two favorite children.
I'm just loving to like fire these out because I'm trying to do it so she'll say straight away and I get her off guard, but no, she didn't. Damn it.
Cool.
Both of us then, yeah? So not me?
Absolutely both of you. You're both different.
I'm joking.
You're both different, but what you are, what gives me a lot of pleasure is the fact that you have both grown into beautiful adults and you're kind, you're considerate and you're caring. These are the things that are important in life, you know, and I go by this mantra of in 100 years, it doesn't matter what car you drove, how much money you had in the bank, what house you live in. If you've made the difference in a life of a child, that's what matters.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Mum. That's so nice. I really, really love that. I feel like you've given loads of really great advice.
thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I know. I thought we might just chat about like shopping and stuff,
yeah, I love
but
shopping.
We've gone quite deep, haven't we? We are just recovering from a day at Bicester where we really did shop. And again, I just want to fill you in on my mum. You know, we were there with one of my friends, shout out to Vanessa, and my mum would be in a shop and she'd go, there's nothing in here for me, I'm going on to the next one, and just constantly leave us. I was constantly ringing her. This is what I mean when I'm the parent. Where are you? Where are you? We can't find you. But we had the best day, didn't we?
We had a fantastic
day.
Yeah. I don't think my bank balance will agree. But...
No, me neither. Hey. But let's not tell Aaron either. So, you know, what would you say is your favourite thing about, not necessarily about me, but my work and what I do? What do you, because you always tell me lovely things, but it'd be really interesting for me to know what like you take away from it.
Okay. I think from when you start, when you started out in your career in media, you know, and you worked and your work ethic was fantastic. And you really pushed, you were really career orientated. That was brilliant. And I could see you, you know, developing as a woman, and you knew your own mind and where you wanted to be, and you got there because you wanted it. And then all of a sudden, when you just upped and left everything to go and chase your dream, and you know, I thought, wow. I mean, I was worried, obviously, as a parent, but for you to just make that decision to go and chase your dream was amazing.
Yeah.
Because in my generation, we didn't do that.
Yes.
And then you did, off you went, and it was brilliant.
Yeah.
And from there, you've developed and you've come on more and more, and you've migrated into mindfulness and coaching. And I see that. But because you are such a good person and you want to do really well, you shine through it.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely do, because you dedicate it and you know what you're talking about and you believe in it. So why wouldn't
That's
people believe
nice.
You? I'm so proud of you that you've done all this from nothing.
Oh, Mum, don't. I can't. I'm all sorts of hormonal right now, so you can't make me upset when I'm trying to host the podcast. I can't cry on my podcast. That's a golden rule. Oh. My goodness. No. No, thank you. And I think it's really important to, for anyone starting out on their journey, to remember, don't compare yourself to someone 7 years down the line. Compare yourself, compare yourself to nobody, but to somebody in the beginning, right? Who, you know, it took a long time, didn't it? For
it
me
did.
To really
yeah.
get the structure and the systems. And, you know, I have a natural flow in my work, but behind that, I've got a lot of support and systems in place and programs and things that allow me to kind of have more freedom, which was really important to me, so that I can go to Yorkshire and visit the mother and drink Yorkshire tea
Absolutely.
In the middle of the week if I want to. And then what is something that you're really looking forward to in life?
Okay, well, I'm retiring next
year.
Yeah, she is.
Am I allowed to say what you do?
Yeah, of course you are.
My mother is an inspector in the police. I had a very strict upbringing is all I will say. Matron.
So after a long time in a career, I'm leaving. I'm a bit nervous about it, a bit apprehensive about it, you know, because it's a full-on responsible role. And
it is.
One day I'm making all these big decisions, and the next day when I leave, I won't be, you know, and that's a big void. However, looking forward to lots of time in London. With you.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Second home.
But, you know, things will open up for me, opportunities. Yeah. I know I'm going to do some voluntary work.
I love that.
I'm already starting to work that one out.
I love that.
Yeah. And holidays. I've got a great
group she loves the holidays.
And we do go on lovely holidays as well. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to not having to think about leave, and if I can get time off, I can just go when I want.
You've got the freedom.
I've got the freedom. I've got grandchildren that I can spend more time with.
Yeah.
So it's all about enjoying life. And I'm quite looking forward to the fact that you can wake up in the morning and think, I might stay in bed for another hour because I can.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that will be good.
Yeah. I love that. I'm just going to tell you a funny story about this and my mum in work. No, my mum is very, you know, senior and professional work, but I'll ring my mum on a day off. Hi, darling. How are you? If I ring her when she's at work, hello, what do you want? And I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. No, it's mom today, isn't it? Sorry, mom. Mom, I'll call you back on your day off. It's just so funny. Because you are called mom, aren't you, at work?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So it's just chalk and cheese, isn't it? You're so different at work.
I am.
Yeah,
You have to be. And that's where you've got so many different sides as well. Sorry to go on a little bit.
You're not going on, don't worry. I will cut you off.
But like, I'm your mom, I'm your friend, and that's great, and we get on really well. At work, I am only ever seen as the boss to my team,
so they treat me different,
and I have to be different, at work, because I need to be, so they'll never see the real me.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
Yeah,
isn't it? Actually, yeah, I didn't really think about it that way. Well, they will at your retirement, won't they?
They might too.
There she is, little Prosecco. Oh, this has been such a lovely thing to chat. One final thing that I always ask every guest is, what mindset hack would you give? So when you're feeling maybe overwhelmed or stressed, what's one thing that you do to help?
I breathe.
Yeah. You've always said that, actually.
I breathe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long, deep breaths.
Yeah.
I might meditate sometimes, but breathing for me.
Yeah.
Just take that time to really concentrate on it, and it works.
Oh my God, it really does work. I mean, we talk about this so much on the podcast. We've had breathwork guests on and stuff, but honestly, like, you've said that to me when I was a teenager, I'm sure. Yeah. When I was very conscientious, but I got myself so stressed around my GCSEs and things like that, didn't I?
Especially geography.
Geography. What do you mean?
When you had to do
that. What do you mean?
When you had to do your geography projects.
Was I stressed?
Oh yeah, very.
Oh yeah. My teacher, Mr. Gardner, do you remember him? I loved him though, but he was so strict, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But I was a perfectionist child. I was very hard. Like, I mean, I don't know if I should really say this. I'd do like my homework on a Friday night, wouldn't I? My brother was like, oh, you're such a geek. Like, his had been Monday morning, wouldn't it? Like, we were polar opposite. But I had to do this field sketch and I was obsessed with it. Wasn't it being perfect? And it got so perfect. I think, didn't they put it in a geography textbook?
Yeah, they did.
It's so somewhere it's published. So some kids now may be looking at my field sketch of Scarborough that took me 17 days, I think. How funny that you remember that.
I do remember.
And my teacher took me around, didn't he, to all the classrooms, like, this is the level things should be at. And then I thought, God, that's so much pressure on other kids now, isn't it? Poor kids. But at the time, I was like, great. Anyway, on that note of outing myself as a real geek, I'm going to end the podcast there. Mummy, thank you so much. I just love spending time with you, and I'm so glad you're on here. Mum doesn't have social media, so I won't be sharing her links, but if you follow me, then you will see my mum. But thank you so much.
Take care.
Oh, thank you, Mum. And I will see you all next week. Before we get into it, you know what's coming, the mini meditation. I want you to find a really comfortable seat. Take a moment to get cozy. And today, if possible, I want you to lay down. I want you to really, really absorb this feeling of relaxation. And I want you to take yourself now to this place between where you are right now and your sleep. Let's take this moment, this wind down together. Drawing in the breath. And I want you to begin to gently just feel the breath move all the way around the body. Feel the breath. Beginning to bring your attention to the top of your head. And just trying to release any tension you might be holding on to.
relaxing the forehead and the eyebrows. Allowing the eyes to feel heavy. Feeling the back of the head now on the bed. Feeling totally relaxed in this moment. Releasing the jaw. Breathing slowly. Relaxing the corners of the mouth. Breathing into the throat center. Relaxing the shoulders. Allowing the arms to feel heavy. And I want you to visualize feeling every single vertebrae all the way down the back now slowly melting into the mattress. How does that feel? How are you feeling right now? Breathing slowly. Relax. Drawing the breath now into the heart center. Showing yourself that kindness, showing yourself that love. Relaxing the mouth. Sometimes we feel tension begin to build. We resist it. Come back to that, release the jaw again. Sending the breath down into the belly. How does that feel? How does that feel? Relaxing the hips. Relaxing the legs. Your legs feel heavy. Your whole body feels heavy. Relaxing the ankles. Relaxing the feet. Taking a moment to just be. Just be still. Just be here. Before drifting off into your sleep. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week.